attention to the Dead Sea, a unique body of water bordered by Israel and Jordan. The lowest point on Earth, 420 meters, that's 1,380 feet below sea level. That's low. The Dead Sea, Salt Sea in Hebrew, is the deepest hypersaline lake in the world, 27 times denser than Utah's Great Salt Lake. Tourists and Israelis alike love bobbing in the mineral-rich water, slathering on its healing mud, I've done that, and using cosmetics made from its extracts. The water and even the ambient air have proven health benefits for everything from asthma to psoriasis. So, here's a picture of a guy completely covered in the mud. The problem is that the Dead Sea has been shrinking at an alarming pace, losing more than a meter, some 40 inches of water per year, for a total of 25 meters since the 1990s, according to EcoPeace Middle East. Giant sinkholes have swallowed up several beaches. Oh, not good. The photo shoot by the Dead Sea Revival Project was intended to spur action and celebrate the opening of a virtual Dead Sea Museum, meant as a forerunner to an actual museum nearby. So you could probably go to Dead Sea Museum, Google that, and you could probably find what they have online. So this picture, people painted in white posed for a group picture, that's quite a photograph. Israel 21st Century, that's Israel 21C, if you wanted Google it, asked several experts to explain the Dead Sea's troubles and what can be done to ensure the beloved lake won't disappear. Some of their answers may surprise you. Spoiler alert, the Dead Sea surely is shrinking, but it is not dying. Well, that's good to know. First, let's explain the problems and propose solutions. Then we'll share our experts' predictions about the future of the Dead Sea. Why is the Dead Sea shrinking? The main problem is a lack of fresh water coming into the Dead Sea, which in natural evaporation is strong, explains Isaac Gertman, a senior researcher at the National Institute of Oceanography at the Israel Oceanographic and Limnological Research in Haifa. This happened because the landlocked Dead Sea primarily depends on the lower Jordan River, which in turn depends on the Sea of Galilee, Lake Kinneret, to get replenished. Much of this fresh water has been diverted to provide for drinking, farming, and industry in Israel and Jordan. About 70 million cubic meters of water would be needed. Wow, that's a lot, to restore the sea level to where it was in 1900, says Gertman, who has studied the Dead Sea since 1994. Natural runoff, including precipitation and floods, was about 300 million cubic meters per year. Now it's about 100 million cubic meters per year, says Gertman. A lesser factor is the mineral extraction industries in Israel and Jordan. Potassium chloride and magnesium chloride are mined in large quantities by Dead Sea Works and by the Arab Potash Company at the southern end of the Dead Sea. The evaporation ponds used in this process are responsible for about 35% of the depletion of the Dead Sea. Oh boy, it's hard to figure out what's the proper balance. What causes sinkholes? Gideon Baer, former coordinator for Dead Sea Studies at the Geological Survey of Israel, explains that sinkholes form due to cavities developing underground because fresh groundwater from the Judean Mountains is dissolving a salt layer deposited in the Dead Sea about 10,000 years ago. This is not a simple thing. That salt layer now sits 10 to 15 meters below the surface at the shoreline, covered by newer sediments. Until the 1980s, the salt layer was soaked with salty water that infiltrated from the Dead Sea. But as the Dead Sea water level drops, the interface between the salty subsurface water and the fresh groundwater dropped as well, and the salt layer encountered fresh water, which led to the dissolution. Oy vey, it's not so simple. Eventually, the cavities collapse and form sinkholes. Flash floods in the winter drain directly into the subsurface salt layer of the sinkhole, dissolving it much more quickly than when fresh groundwater reaches the sinkhole. All right, so I want to see what their solutions are, because they get into so much detail here. Let's see what they say. Are there solutions? Kurtman tells Israel 21st Century that one idea was to connect the Dead and Mediterranean seas, sending runoff from the Mediterranean to the Dead and building power plants along the way. Not feasible economically or logistically. Another idea was floated about 10 years ago, building a channel from the Red Sea in Eilat to the Dead Sea, bringing desalinated water mainly to Jordan and sending the end desal product, brine, to the Dead Sea. The addition of brine could slow the rate of decrease in water level, thereby postpone the development of related problems. However, it's doubtful the project will go forward due to economical and political considerations. Expensive, difficult to build. Yikes. Okay, so I don't know. It's it's critical to understand that any potential solution has to have collaborative foundation. You need regional cooperation. So they have strong partnerships in Jordan and the Palestinian Authority, but lack of cooperation at the government level. So they signed agreements 10 years ago, but it's still not happening. Eesh, this is, several dead sea beaches have been destroyed, so that impacts tourists for sure. So, I don't know, keep tuned to see what we have in store for this. I don't know. Lots of, it's very, very detailed, so you can go to Israel 21st Century 21C to get all the details on this story. It's pretty impressive. All right, let's go to some more music here. Okay.
Choices in Yeah,
Cantor Helfgott, I mean, what can you say? What a voice. Just incredible. So Cantor Yitzchak Meir Helfgott, Av HaRachamim, and it's from a release called Bless Hashem, O My Soul. So here's an important message. I live in Belmont, so this concerns the library. It says, our library needs a new home. newlibraryfund.org. Private donations are critical to help fund the new library building, a free community space that serves every Belmont resident. There's a flash fundraiser and community drive for the Belmont Library Building Fund, and they ask you to donate by October 29th, newlibraryfund.org. Every gift from $1 to $1 million moves the library closer to a new building. Every donor inspires more donors until we make the new building a reality. I think I'll have to donate. I have taken advantage of the library for a number of years now. They've been very helpful to me in trying to get books for my book group. It says that the library activities are thriving, but our library building is failing. Electrical is overloaded and shorts out. That's very dangerous. And the roof develops 8 to 10 significant leaks per year. The HVAC system fails repeatedly, making the building uninhabitable. Fire alarms are at end of life and require replacement. Brittle pipes crack and gush water. Rain pours through the foundation, causing major floods. Sounds terrible. People get trapped in the elevator. Not good. I took the elevator today. Oy, that would not have been fun. Also, wheelchairs cannot access the main floors in the undersized elevator. The cost of tens of millions repairing the old building and its vintage 1965 infrastructure is not a responsible option. We've been planning for a new building since 2003. Now it's urgent. For more info or to donate, newlibraryfund.org. Well, I agree. I think that's a really important fund, and I probably will have to make a donation happily, actually. Okay, so where are we here? Where did I have after that? Not even sure. That's great. I think. Okay, that must have been this. I don't think I have anything particularly ready to play. So I'm going to talk about some other events that are coming up, and we'll play some music from these folks. Oh, I know what I had. I think I had Shlomo live in Russia. So let's go to that. Then we'll do the other. Oops, no, I don't want this one. I want this one.
How much does Rabban Shlalem, God, love every Jew? How would I know? How can I describe it? But on Rosh Chodesh, we say in Musaf, Avas Olam Tovilahem has two translations. Avas Olam could mean eternal love, but this doesn't turn me on. Ava's Olam is so much deeper. You know, friends, just imagine how much love is there in the air. Just take from Adam and Chava until Mashiach. All those millions, 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 millions of people, right? Imagine if you could weigh all this love, right? And the Rabbi Shem loves every Jew more than others. More than others. So Rosh Chodesh, today was Rosh Chodesh, was saying, Avos Olam Tovi Lahem. You know what kind of a message David HaMelech is bringing to every Jew? And that you and I have the privilege of being this message to our brothers and sisters in Russia. Avos Olam Tovi Lahem. I want you to know you're so precious. You're so precious to God, to every Jew, to everyone, to the world. And just please, we beg of you, we cry before you. Just remember that we have a covenant with God. And every person has two covenants, a private covenant and the covenant of all of Israel. And let this covenant give you strength to hold out. Okay, this is a very soft song. I need everyone to join me in sweet harmony.
You can join in too. Okay, that's the wonderful, irreplaceable Shlomo Carlebach. So there's events coming up that I want to share with you. This is at a venue in Somerville. Now if I can figure out where I put my glasses. Ah, there they are. All right, good. Hope you're having a lovely, wonderful afternoon. This beautiful weather, this nice warm weather, if you love it. And the colors on the leaves, quite beautiful. So, here we go. Somerville Songwriter Sessions at the Armory Cafe, Center for Arts at the Armory on 191 Highland Avenue in Somerville. So November 6th, there will be Terry Kitchen, Chris Levancher, Amy Kucharik, all performing, live in-person concert, and I'll be playing music from each of those. They'll each do a solo set, and then they'll have a round-robin song swap. The show begins at 7:30, a suggested donation of $10, and you can go to arts@thearmory.org/cafe, or you can go to their facebook.com/Somerville Songwriter Sessions. Performer details. Okay, so I'm going to start us off with some Terry Kitchen, who has been called one of New England's best songwriters by the Boston Globe. He has quite a resume, actually, over the years. His CD, Lost Songs, reached number 13 on the National Folk DJ chart. His songs have won the Mid-Atlantic and USA Song Contests, and he has been runner-up in the John Lennon Song Contest. No small feat. In the 1980s, he was the leader of a groundbreaking Boston band, Loose Ties, whose experiences he recounts in his novel, Next Big Thing, called a great debut novel by the San Francisco Book Review. He also published a short story collection, Coping Mechanisms. Oh boy, could we use that in 1920. So you can go to terrykitchen.com for more info. Let's listen to something from his CD, Lost Songs.
When my whole day goes wrong, from the moment I get up, and my horoscope says hi, and I spill my coffee cup, then the phone rings loud and early, and a headache starts to knock. I take a walk around the block.
I take a walk around the block.
I talk to neighbors, my neighbors talk to me. I pet the cat who rubs against my knee.
I walk around the block.
I smell the flowers that grow along the fence, when I notice all the little things, big things all start to make sense. I take a walk around the block, and when the sun beats down on the island of my day, and I'm writing out my message and the battle floats away. And I'm desperate for a rescue from this lonely piece of rock. I take a walk around the block. I touch the maples who offer me their shade. I spend a quarter on some lemonade.
I walk around the block.
I pass a stroller that hides a tiny face. When I notice all the little things, the big things all fall into place. I take a walk around the block. Of my room, and the ghost of things undone rises from the gloom, and I need to free my heartbeat from the ticking of the clock. I take a walk around the block. Smell dinner cooking till the cars come home from work. I hear kids holler, hey, what's for dessert? See street lights flicker just like evening stars. And I notice all the little things, the big things don't seem quite as far. I take a walk around the block.
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 Take a walk around the block.
I 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 can so totally relate to that song because that's what I've been having to do, getting back out, walking around the block, even though there are posters of my missing cat everywhere and my cat has not returned. And so I just had to get out and talk to neighbors and, you know, enjoy the day. And yes, good song, Terry Kitchen. I love it. Now, next we have Chris Levanger. Hope I'm pronouncing it right. He's releasing his third full-length album. So After the Flood, a collection of songs full of heart from a seasoned and skilled craftsman mining life's subject matter. Family challenges, work, life, love, and love lost. Childhood memories and finding one's place in the universe. Chris's performances evoke a mini movie festival in your head, complete with a full soundtrack. He writes cinematic, character-driven songs, and his song Nostalgia from his second album, Big Fat Love, received an honorable mention in the 2018 Woody Guthrie Folk Festival Songwriting Contest. Very good. In 2014, Chris was selected as a Falcon Ridge Folk Festival Emerging Artist, and he's performed on the main stage, and it goes on and on and on. So he'll be performing along with Terry Kitchen and Amy Kilcharek at the Somerville Armory Cafe, Somerville Armory Cafe, say that fast three times, that's Saturday, November 6th, and okay, We Are Stars is the selection, here on the Voicemobile, WMFO, Medford.
Explosion, we were thrust into the universe. We are stars. We are a billion twinkling lights. The counter to the nights and endless darkness. Let your starlight shine. Join your light with mine, 'cause we are stars. We are a universe inside each and every one. Atomic galaxies are spun into infinity. We are a universe. We go on and on and on, further in until we've gone and reached the heavens. Let your starlight shine. Join your light with mine, we are stars. I feel my feet upon the ground. I take a breath and hear the sound of sacred music in my heartbeat. We are God. We are playing hide and seek, for we only get a peek from one perspective. We are God. We are insignificant, all at once magnificent and full of grace. Let your starlight shine. Join your light with mine, 'cause we are stars. We are stars. We are
talk about romance. Seems like it's the same old song and dance. Don't wanna hear about the one who done me wrong. Now that's enough about relationships. Don't wanna think about your lips. Now how on earth did that get in this song? Let's talk about German expressionism. Let's talk about your artistic vision. Let's talk about whatever became of Michael Jackson's glove. Let's talk about really cool guitars, or well, we got our scars. Let's talk about almost any, everything but love. Oh, but with your arms around me, I can't seem to concentrate, and all I wanna do is hold you close and stay up late. But let's talk about cephalopods. Let's talk about the Viking gods. Let's recount ancient stories about the stars above. Let's talk about Batman or denim from Japan. Let's talk about almost any, everything but love. Let's talk about feminism, optimism, and the blues. places we would go in Prague. Baby, I don't think there's anything to lose. Oh, but with your arms around me, babe, I just can't concentrate. And all I wanna do is hold you close and stay up late. But let's talk about German expressionism. Let's talk about your artistic vision. Let's talk about the Blue Canary and the Holy Dove. Just sing me some Leonard Cohen song, and maybe I'll sing along. Let's talk about almost any, everything but love. Let's talk about almost any, everything but love. Talk at all.
Woke up this morning. had a reason to get out of bed. French toast for breakfast with empty promises in my head. Read the paper with black coffee. News gets older every day. 2 hours till the phone rings and I think about the things I'll say. Call you Sunday morning. Dream about you every night. Gonna be no trouble. Everything will be alright. Clock, clock's in a ten. Watch the hands go round. I'm awake, I wanna tell you. Watching the sand go down. Time goes by so slowly. Water won't boil for days. But I cherish every minute and I think about the things I'll say. Call you Sunday morning. Dream about you every night. It's gonna be no trouble. Everything'll be alright. Dishes are all washed now. Sewed a button on my old shirt. Did the crossword puzzle. Try not to think about the old hurt. Fall in love with love. Lovers that call me dear. Fall in love with liars. Tell me what I wanna hear. Two in the afternoon now. Crawl back into bed. Spent my whole life wasted on empty promises in my head. Call you Sunday morning. Dream about you every night. Gonna be no trouble. Everything'll be alright. Everything.
Paseando una vez por el malecón, extasiada me quedé al ver una flor perfumando el río. Era angelical como el azar. Y corría, buscando el horizonte, se perdía. La quise tocar, la quise abrazar, quise amarla como a ti. Ni que fuera un mago para contener la fuerza del río. Y se fue escutando y se fue marchando, luego desapareció. Pasaron los años y el cano tiempo la alejó de mí. Por eso en mis sueños, cuando te recuerdo, triste voy al malecón para ver si el río cambia la corriente y vuelvo a ver mi flor.
Vieiro del, how do I say this now? Vieiro del Rio. Lorraine Morrow, Love is for All Time is the name of the CD. Before that, we heard from Bama McCall, Greenwood LaFleur, Empty Promises, Paid Vacation. That's the CD that I got at a restaurant here that was sitting out, and I love it. It's actually very good. Amy Kolcharik, before that, Chris Levancher and Terry Kitchen, all who are performing at the Somerville concert, as I mentioned. And we're going to close out with something from Shlomo Carlbach, Shifty Kamayim, and might even have time for another one after that. We'll see. Also, want to remind folks, if you want to take part in some of the events to commemorate his Yahrzeit, his passing, Thursday night at the Carlbach Shul, if you go to the website for the Carlbach Shul in New York, Yehuda Green is going to be hosting what they call a kumzitz. And then on Sunday, there will be a special gathering dedicated to Shlomo Carlbach and now I'm just going to totally blank out. One of the two people that the Rebbe sent out to go into the world and try and get people interested in their own tradition, Zalman Schachter Salami, yeah. So that's, all right, so here we go.
Come on, come on.
I think we're going to really have room for another one, so we'll go out with that one. And Chris Earle is coming on next with Time Travel, and let's see if I can get things set up for him. Okay, so here we go. See if this is going to. Okay, why isn't this working? Oh, come on.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person.